T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
President Trump says he may revoke the security clearance of more intelligence officials, including that of former Justice Department official Bruce Ohr, whose wife worked for Fusion GPS, the firm that helped produce the dossier on Mr. Trump's ties to Russia.
On our newsline is former CIA Deputy Director Michael Morell, who is now a CBS News Senior National Security Contributor. Mike, what do you make of the president's warning today?
So, you know, when the White House revoked John Brennan's clearance earlier this week, they initially blamed that revocation on bad behavior on the part of John when he was the director of CIA. No truth to that whatsoever. And then just yesterday, the president, in commenting about it, actually tied it to the Russia investigation. So I think at the end of the day, this is all about the Russia investigation. This is all about the president's fears about what the special counsel may find. And I think, quite frankly, the president is trying to intimidate people into silence. I think that's exactly what's going on here. There's no national security reason to revoke John Brennan's clearance. And I think it was just sent as a signal to intimidate others.
Mr. Brennan says the president revoked his clearance to try to interfere with the Russia investigation. Is that a possibility?
I think that's exactly what's happening here. There's a really good reason why former senior officials have security clearances. It's not for their benefit. It's for the benefit of the government, so that you can go back and you can provide your experience and your expertise to those currently doing the job that you once did. That happens regularly. I do it. Many others do it. Bill McCraven, who came out yesterday in support of Mr. Brennan, does it regularly. So, if the more clearances that get revoked here, it doesn't hurt the individuals involved. It hurts the government.
Mike, you're among the more than dozen former national intelligence officials who crafted a letter calling the president's revocation of John Brennan's clearance inappropriate and deeply regrettable. You have a security clearance. Will you be in Mr. Trump's crosshairs next?
I may be, and I'll just see what happens. But it's not going to stop me from speaking out. I'm on CBS regularly, commenting about national security and foreign policy affairs. There are times when I'm supportive of the president and his policies, like in Afghanistan, and there's times when I am critical, like his Iranian policy. And no matter what he does with my clearance, and no matter what he does with threats regarding my clearance, I'm not going to stop speaking my mind.
Mike, what do you do with your security clearance these days, if anything?
So I don't benefit personally, right? I don't go into the agency to get briefings and to read material, right? That doesn't happen. What I do is I make myself available to my former colleagues, both at the agency and elsewhere, who can call me in, ask me to come in and discuss issues with me and help them think them through, right? That's what I do. I could not do that without a clearance. Since I've left government, I've served on 2 government commissions, pro bono. I don't get paid for this. And I wouldn't be able to do that without a clearance. So I have not made a dime or a nickel since I left government because I have a clearance. But the government certainly has benefited from it. And if the president were to take away mine, the government would lose that benefit.
Former CIA Deputy Director Mike Morell, now with CBS News. Mike, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good to be with you.
And for more on Michael Morell's insights, be sure to check out his Intelligence Matters podcast, available on iTunes every Wednesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.